Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Joe.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I'm currently a police officer who is interested in attending law school. My question is, will my experience and personal narratives be a good soft factor when applying to schools? Which schools will give me better preference in the T50 or even the T14 for acceptance? I have a sub 3.5 GPA, and my goal LSAT is about 170. My eventual goal is to get a federal clerkship and go into big law, ideally practicing something that can relate with tech. Police officer, good soft factor, maybe, but I don't even want to talk about it. I don't
care. Soft factors are soft.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, soft factors are, it's just, that's not the hard data that's going to actually just move the needle in big ways.
I think Joe and a lot of people here, they think, oh, okay, the LSAT is a hard factor. GPA is a hard factor. So maybe they account for 51 or 55 or 60% of my application. But the soft factors, well, that's going to be the other 40%. It's like, no, the soft factors are what, 1, 2, 3%?
Yeah.
If that?
10% maybe, but I just...
10% like, might be too high. Look, we saw those numbers on the law school. What is it? The law school data.
That's law school transparency, right? Isn't it on that website?
LSD.law. That's what I'm thinking of now.
Oh, law school data. LSD.com. Is that what it is?
Yeah, where you see those lines that are dictated by LSAT and GPA.
Is it really those, LSD.com? Oh, no, it's LSD.law. LSD.com is a different thing. LSD.law. It has lots of, if you just go to lsd.law and you start looking at the school reports, they're under research, click on law schools. It looks like it gave me Harvard by default. But there's a drop down there where I can pick any law school in the country. It looks like, and if you look at those law schools, they have these graphs of who got admitted and what numbers they got admitted with. And when you look at any of the like, top, I mean, it's the majority of the top like 100, I think, law schools.
Yeah.
That they start to have pretty dramatic vertical and horizontal lines in the chart, which indicates that they are just like below a certain number, you're not getting admitted. And at that number, you are getting admitted.
Yeah.
Not every school is so much like that, but there are enough of them that it just really kind of puts the lie to this whole holistic applications thing.
Yeah.
Where do you think they got that idea, though, that the applications were holistic and that these soft factors really mattered a lot? Where do you think they got that?
That word is taken verbatim out of the law school's
It's mouse. The schools that sell that idea more than any other, I think. Why do the schools sell that idea, do you think?
I think one reason is that they don't want to get their admissions decisions questioned, right? People are inclined to sue and they can just say, hey, it's a holistic process. You don't know why you were denied.
That's another reason.
People to, yeah.
What I was thinking, though, is that ultimately they just want your application. And when they, it's, you know, GPA is probably already set in stone, right? You're 3.5, like that's not a very competitive law school or not a very competitive GPA for T14 schools. It's definitely below the median of all T14 schools, right? So, you know, you've got bad grades and those are set in stone. The LSAT is like intimidating to people, right? So he hasn't gotten there yet on the LSAT, and he's got this goal of around 170, which, you know, maybe that indicates that right now he's around 150 and he's hoping, you know, and he's trying to break into top law schools and big law, and he's afraid of that 170 that he thinks he has to get. And so he's then, the law schools though are like, oh, but you're a police officer? Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, that's, we really love people who have served in the blah, blah, blah. And they give you a whole bunch of bullshit. All of it is oriented toward make this person feel good about applying to our law school. Ultimately, that's all they want.
We can give them an offer. And we could even give them an offer with a $5,000 scholarship, which is nothing to us. In fact, we're going to make so much money off of you that we're going to be celebrating over here. But you're going to feel great because you got accepted. Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the thing of the top 14 schools. I'm looking at Georgetown Law right now. They have an acceptance rate of 12.9%.
Yeah.
But that's part of what they're ranked on is like how high their acceptance rate is or how low their acceptance rate is. They want it to be low. They want to deny people. They want you to apply so that they can deny you. And now they also want you to apply so that they can admit you and charge you a shit ton of money. And if you have really stellar hard factors, LSAT and GPA, then they want to admit you and give you a scholarship so that you can raise the prestige of their school. But in all cases, they want you to apply and they tell you a lot of bad. I don't know. There's just so much bad advice, you know, like, oh, you want to tell us about why you want to be a lawyer? And it's like some childhood story about why you want to be a lawyer.
Like, yeah. Send that. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, that's great. Yeah, that's perfect. We'd love because all they're trying to do is make you feel good about writing a damn personal statement and sending in your application right now. They're sales folks, right? They're trying to close you. You don't understand that you don't recognize that you're being closed. They're trying to make it look like they're educating you, helping you. Oh, we want to make you be the best applicant you can be. They're just patting you on the head in a patronizing manner and just trying to, so they want your application. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Their advice is not helpful. Their advice is oriented toward selling you.
It makes all these admissions workshops that are hosted by law schools seem so silly, but they don't seem silly to newbies. They hear about them. They're like, oh, tips.
Wow. That's so helpful. They don't even care where I apply. They're going to help me with my application. And it's like, yeah, okay. What they're going to do is they're going to get you at their school. They're going to get you all the materials you need to apply to their school. They're going to tell you about their applications deadlines. They're going to tell you how to apply to their school. They're going to try to sell you on all the programs at their school. And then they're going to give you some these subtle comments, bullshit advice about, oh yeah, that's great for a personal statement. Sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
I was just going to add to what you were saying. They do say, oh, we're going to help you with your applications generally. And so then you think, oh, they're so helpful and nice. And
that's so great of them. Wow.
But the reality is, you know, they're going to drop these lines in there too. They're going to be like, oh, well, yeah, but at our school, you know, I mean, it's not something that's not that important, but we do this and that's just better than everywhere else. And so you walk away thinking, oh, this is, I can apply anywhere, but I do kind of want to apply there. That is kind of the best place.
Yeah, they're going to shit on all of the schools that are lower ranked than them. They're going to, you know, they're going to, oh yeah, well, those, you know, that's a law school too, but here at whatever, you know, we have such and such law firm that comes and does on campus interviewing or whatever. They're going to sell you. They don't even, they're not giving you, they're just not giving you good advice about law school admissions at those things. They're going to help. What they're going to help you do is they're going to help you complete an application to their school because they want you to apply to their school. They don't want you to apply to other schools. I mean, think about it. How do they benefit from you being a better applicant to other schools? They don't even benefit from you being a better applicant at their school, because as long as you apply, they can just deny you or admit you with a scammership and try to charge you full price. They don't want you to be a better applicant. We've seen time and time again, law schools discouraging people from retaking the LSAT. That's all you need to know about the advice that they give. If they're telling people, oh, people don't really improve on the LSAT, so nah, no, you've already got a score on record. I mean, you're almost at our median. And they just want you to apply right now so that they can charge you full price. Well, that's terrible advice. So I don't think you really need to listen to all the other bullshit they're telling you.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't even know that Joe has ever talked to a law school. This is only wild speculation that Joe got this these ideas about the soft factors from a law school.
Yeah.
Do you think law schools like cops?
Why not? Hardworking. I don't think it hurts, but.
Yeah. I mean, I would just think like that they would probably see cop and they would go, wow, that's law adjacent.
Yep.
You probably know lawyers, or I mean, you probably know how your police department interacts with the public defense or with the district attorney's office.
Yes. Yep.
And simply that is already kind of a feather in your cap. But I don't think it's a hell of a lot more than that. I don't think they're like, I've never heard anything about like cops make particularly great lawyers.
Well, this is the problem with focusing on soft factors is right. that, as you said, it's a feather in your cap. But what are they going to do? If you don't have the LSAT or you don't have the GPA, it's over. It's not like, oh, well, they're a cop, so I'm going to make a 10-point exception to my LSAT score. It doesn't work that way. That's the problem with soft factors. They don't matter, so stop thinking about them.
Yeah, Joe, I think that, you know, because that is Joe's question, right, that he's leading with is, I'm a cop, and is that going to be a good soft factor? And the answer is yes, and it doesn't matter at all. So stop thinking about it. Do the LSAT instead. I mean, you want to go into big law, dude? You want to go to the T50 or the T14 with a 3.5? Well, yeah, you need a 170 something. You need that to be you need it to be the best you can possibly get. And so really all of your attention should be poured into the LSAT rather than these. You know, it's a feel good thing. It's like, I want to know if this is going to be a good soft factor for me.
Yeah.
Like, sure. And it counts for 1%. So what else you got? Because you got to work on the big ones.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks, Joe. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.